What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to a very late night edition of the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today, I want to talk about the 5-day lead challenge, the new OFA, and a whole bunch of other really, really cool things.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody. So I hope you're watching what I'm doing. Even if you don't like buy my stuff, that's cool. I get it. But hopefully you're watching what I'm doing. I'm trying to give you guys an education in marketing every single day. I could really, really, really easily just be done. Like, I don't need more money. I don't need more things. Business is running. Sales are happening. You know, like, I'm good. But I keep doing this for a couple reasons. Number one, I love this game. It's so much fun, right? I'm addicted to it. I'm not going to lie. I can't stop. It's really, really fun. Number two, I feel like half of my role here at ClickFunnels, if not all my role, is to do things that you guys can model and have success within your business, right? And so I want to just talk to you guys about what I'm doing right now so you can look at it and hopefully you can model it inside of your business, okay? A lot of you guys know that, 2.5-3 years ago, we launched our first ever One Funnel Away challenge. And hopefully most of you guys have had a chance to go through it. We've had over 70,000 people go through it. If you haven't gone through yet, go to onefunnelaway.com and join it. In fact, now's the time to join it because starting Monday, so you guys are going to be getting this on a Wednesday, I believe. On Monday is the new OFA. It's the first time I updated it in 2.5 years. I'm doing it live for 30 days. So if you haven't done it yet, now is the time, okay? But we did that. We've run it, and it's been running for a long time, and it's been amazing. It's helped people build funnels. It's helped people understand ClickFunnels, our culture, our everything. And it's been awesome. But we decided this year to go back and to redo it. And as I was brainstorming and planning out, I'm like, the one problem with the One Funnel Away Challenge is that somebody has to know what a funnel is to want to do the One Funnel Away Challenge, right? I went to my mom. I'm like, hey, mom, I want to do the One Funnel Away Challenge. She'd be like, what's a funnel? Well, my mom would know because, you know, ClickFunnels. But most people would be like, what are you even talking about? You sound crazy, right? Yet the challenge has been very successful. So I started thinking, okay, how do we take one step back? To open up our net even wider, right? If people in business don't know what a funnel is yet, what is universal? What is the thing that people know and they understand? And for me, the thing that people know and they understand is a lead. In fact, it's interesting. I don't know if you guys all remember when we started this game 7 years ago now, whatever it was. Our big competitor was a site. It was a company called Lead Pages. And I used to tease them and have fun with them because, you know, they created pages that, in fact, this is a funny story. The very first marketing event we ever went to, the two sponsors were ClickFunnels and Lead Pages. And it was in this little tiny hallway and they had their booth there. And we had a booth like right across. And then funny about this is, Todd's wife, Ashley, was, it was just basically me, Todd, Dylan, a handful of people. And Todd's wife was at this event. And we made these big, huge signs that had like a funnel, like landing page, order form, thank you page, upsell, downsells, membership site, right? And it's a really cool little like banner. And then on top of it said, can your landing page software do this? And so we're like literally 3 feet away from their booth across this little tiny hall. And they're like, landing page software. And then ours is, can your landing page software do that? We had t-shirts that had it. And it was awesome. Okay. And so, and it's funny because like for me, when I first got in this game, I'm like, hey, people use lead pages to generate leads. And then they come to us because they realize that they need more than just the lead. Then they need more than just leads, right? They need a funnel. And it's funny because I had somebody one time ask me, like, why do you hate lead pages so much? I'm like, I don't hate lead pages. Like, lead pages is literally the best front end out there in the market for us. Like, they're one step ahead, like one step earlier in the conversation to a customer. I have to explain to people what a funnel is and all these sorts of things, right? And so if you go one step backwards to a lead, it was like every business knows what a lead is. There's no company online in the world, you know, offline, online, it doesn't know what a lead is. And so lead pages did great because it just was so simple. Like, wait, you need leads? Yeah, get a lead page. Okay. And people did it, right? And then we came in saying, hey, can your landing, you know, leads are good, but you want to sell something? Okay, here's the funnel. And so they were like our best lead source back when they were growing. They haven't grown in years, but for a long time I loved it. And so I was thinking about this. I'm like, One Funnel Away Challenge is awesome, but how do we go broader to cast net that's even bigger? And so I started thinking about lead pages. I was like, well, we should do a lead challenge, you know, and build a very simple lead funnel, a 2-page lead funnel, show them how to build a lead magnet, a lead funnel, an email sequence, and then drive traffic. And so that's when this whole concept of the 5-day lead challenge was born. Okay. And the 5-day lead challenge is free. In fact, a lot of you guys are probably in it right now. I think by the time this comes out, it'll be day three of the live lead 5-day lead challenge. And I'm doing this challenge for free and it's live, right? This first time around. And I'm doing it. And what's crazy is when we launched this thing, about 30 seconds before I stepped on stage, we refreshed the stats. We just passed 35,000 people that had registered for it. Now, so far, of all the things I've ever done, that's the most people that have ever registered for anything I've ever done. Okay, so the numbers are insane, right? Now, obviously, ClickFunnels has a lot of momentum now, as we always do, which is exciting. But also, it's like, it's something that everybody can grasp, like leads. I need leads. I don't care if you're a network marketer, internet marketer, chiropractor, doctor, dentist, like you need leads, right? And so the lead challenge made sense. It was a broader challenge. Okay, but also notice this is a free challenge. Okay, one funnel away challenge costs $100 for somebody to go through, where this one's completely free. So it's cast a bigger net. It's free. They come in, they go through this 5-day process. And in the process, we help them to figure out, to understand, here's what a basic funnel looks like. Here's how to build a lead magnet. Here's how to put these pieces in place, right? And then at the end of the 5-day challenge, then we're going to invite people to take the next challenge, which is the one funnel away challenge. And the new version of the one funnel away challenge, I'm really excited for. It's brand new from the ground up. If you've done it in the past, you should do it again because this is completely different. It's me teaching it live every day for 30 days. And we're building a very certain, very specific type of sales funnel. One that I love, one that I use a lot. And that's what we're going to be teaching everybody how to use. And so I wanted to share this with you guys for a couple reasons. Like, what's your version of the 5-day lead challenge? What's, you know, obviously whatever you're selling is probably, you know, there's probably some sub-market or say sub-something, right? You're targeting certain people, but like, what's one step back? Like, how can you cast that net a little bit bigger? And then can you do a challenge that's free, that's 5 days, that gets the cast net, that you bring somebody in, and at the end of it, then you introduce them to the core thing you're trying to sell, right? After someone goes through the 5-day lead challenge, by the time they're done, they know what a funnel is, they know what a lead magnet is, they know what a framework is, they know what a lot of these core things are, and now they're ready for the one funnel away challenge. Whereas now we get people who try to come to one funnel away challenge, and it's confusing. Like, what is a funnel? What is this thing? And we're kind of starting before a lot of them are ready. And so that's what's happening. Anyway, and I don't know, if you've been watching the 5-day lead challenge, we got some really cool things. One of the original co-founders of ClickFunnels, his name's Dylan Jones. He's the one who built the original ClickFunnels editor. He came out of his semi-retirement and just built a new product called OnePager. And so I've been using OnePager in the trainings. If you guys noticed it, every day I teach a strategy live, and then I give them a OnePager. And on the OnePager, there's a video that shows the tactics, okay? Because the tactics are hard to teach live in front of everyone. Like, here, let me show you how to actually do the steps. It's really hard. So I teach the strategy live, or I doodle on a whiteboard. They're like, oh, that's cool. I see the strategy. I understand what I'm doing. And I send them the OnePager. The OnePager has a video. It's the tactical. Let me show you me doing the thing, right? And then the OnePager lets them have forms and checklists so they can actually make sure they do everything you're saying. It's really, really cool. And so what's awesome too is I'm launching that new company, OnePager.io, with Dylan. And day number two in the challenge, we're teaching people how to build lead magnets with OnePager. Like, I'm using them now, like I'm trying to get them using it. And so in the process of us creating this challenge, it's really cool because it's we're able to make money on a lot of different things. We make money when somebody buys OnePager in the future. We make money if somebody buys ClickFunnels. We make money if they sign up for the One Funnel Away challenge, right? And so by doing these challenges, you can introduce people to different products or services or things you sell, right? If you're a health person, do a weight loss challenge and introduce them to your weight loss shake and then your workout plans. And like, you can introduce people to different things, right? Jim Edwards built a whole bunch of really cool scripts for people in the 5-day lead challenge that we're giving them for free to help them with every single step, the copy they need in every single page. What's going to happen is people use it, get excited by it, and like, this is awesome. And then they're probably going to upgrade to funnel scripts. Okay, so this free challenge is really cool because it teaches people, gives them a result. By the end of 5 days, everybody will have a lead magnet, they'll have a funnel, and they'll have traffic, they'll have an email sequence and traffic coming into that funnel. Okay, but in the interim, they've had a chance to test all of our products and our services and try them out, see how they work. So what's your equivalent of the 5-day lead challenge? What could you do? What's something that casts a big net? What's something that introduces people to your core products and your services? What's something that when someone completes the challenge, they leave with a tangible result? Not just like, you're going to learn how to blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, when you leave, this will be done. This will be finished, okay? I want to give somebody a tangible so when they're done, they're like, oh my gosh, I did this 5-day thing with Russell and I have a funnel, I have a lead magnet, I have an email sequence. Like, I need to do the one funnel away challenge because I want to build a sales funnel. Like, let's go to the next step, right? If I can give them that result, they're more likely to come and do the next thing. So anyway, I just want to share with you because I'm in the middle of it. I literally just finished recording all the tactic videos a few seconds ago for the one pagers, the rest of the funnel. And And so I had some energy. I was excited. And I thought, I'm going to just kind of share this with you guys. But if you're not, like, if you haven't seen it yet, like, go experience it. Funnel hack me. Even if you're like, I know how to generate lead drills. Like, cool. I don't care. Come follow the process. Half what I'm doing is for you to model the process. Go to 5dayleadchallenge.com, the number 5dayleadchallenge.com, and go join it, okay? By Friday of this week, when we finish the live version, it'll be an evergreen version, and we will be driving leads there for forever. My goal is the next year to have over 1 million people go through the 5-day lead challenge, right? If I do that, if I get 10% to go to OFA, that's an extra 100,000 people through OFA. How many people does that bring into ClickFunnels? How many people does it bring into One Pager? How many people does it bring into Funnel Scripts? How many people does it bring into my world? How many books do I sell, right? All by doing this challenge on the front end. So anyway, look at it, model it for your business, figure out how to replicate that concept and see what happens. And let me know how it goes. Thanks you guys so much for hanging out. I appreciate you all. Hopefully you got some good ideas from this one. If you did, please go to Instagram, Facebook, wherever you post it. Take a screenshot of this episode. Tag me in it. I do see those. I do read the comments. And it's so much fun to kind of see the takeaways you guys are getting from them. With that said, thanks for listening. I appreciate you all. And I'll talk to you all soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody. This is Russell again. And really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions. And right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out, and actually text me a message, okay? Now the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.